differences, ani yekusim, and not the yavakusi. So Rashi says, shemein ani Yisrael beer, if there are no poor people in the city at all. V'yesh ani yekusim, the agayisha are poor people. Is mafresh l'tzarkam. You also have a right to be mafresh to maiserani, the yakum l'atzma, keep it for yourself. Shafim zeichem bem the kusim geri yemesu. They're not goyim here. I mean, the kusim to like sit a geri yemesim. Well, Tanakama says no. Geri aroyesim that they sit like goyim. These kusim, their geris was not a good geris. They only did it because they were afraid, and that's not called geris. Therefore, you can't set aside bishvil them. So, if there are no aniya yisrael at all in the city, so then you can't keep the maaserani for yourself. Because there's no Maiserani. You only separate Maiserani like to give it to an Ani. If there is an Ani in the city, we consider as if that Ani was Zecher in it, and now you have a right to keep it from him, because it's like the Aniim owe you the money. But if there's no Ani to give it to, you have no right to start off to keep it for yourself. What about Hesher Ani? Let's say the Ani became rich, a Mafrisholof, but you lent money to an Ani. And you made up with this oni, you know how you get your payment back? That this year, all the miser oni, like this, I would have given it to you. So instead of giving it to you, I'm going to keep it for myself. What's going to be though if that poor man became a rich person? So now he has no right to accept the miser oni? So if so, ain't mafra sholof. That you can't keep the miser oni for yourself anymore. Because the only way you would keep it is, like instead of giving it to him and he giving it back to you, you can keep it. But here you can't give it to him anymore, because he's an Asher. And therefore, v'zoch aloi b'masha b'yodai. And this poor man that became rich now keeps $1,000. Because that was the deal they made at the beginning. He accepted $1,000, but not that he had to pay back the money, just that this Yisrael would have been able to keep all his maaserani of that year. But you could only keep it because the money's an oni. Now that he became an Asher, so you can't keep the maaserani. But he does not have to pay you back the money either, because he never accepted upon himself to pay back the money. So the whole deal was only that you could keep the maaserani instead. And now that you can't keep the maaserani, you lose out. So Gemara is the kasha of Rabbonin, the Rabbonin man at the corner. Mai shenol lemisa diyavatakanta. Or mai shenol liyashirat liyavatakanta. How come you're telling me we just said that if the kohen or the levi dies, so the Rabbanan made it to Kohen, still you can keep the Truma, the Maestro of that year. But you're telling me now, if the Oni becomes a rich man, for this case, the Rabbanan did not make any Takona. Why not? The Rabbanan should have made a Takona. That in the case that the poor man becomes rich, still the Yisrael could keep the Maestro Oni that year. Why didn't they make a special Takona? So Gemara says, Misa Shchicha. For somebody that may die, that could happen. That we have to be afraid about. So therefore, if they didn't make this takana, that in the case that the Kohen or Levi died, you could still collect your Meister and Trumas, people would not lend the money to the Kohen. Because it's possible, it's Shchiach, it happens often, that they would die. But I'll tell you, Ashiris L'Shchicha, but that a poor man should become rich, that doesn't happen too often. That's not to worry about. So that's why Rabbanan didn't have to make a takana. If you lend the poor man money, most probably that year he'll still remain poor. A number of puppets, said, "Hangul the Yamrin." This is what people say: "Chavrecha mis Osher." If somebody tells you that your friend died, you could believe him. Osher, as she says, "Hemin vehechzik adover." You shouldn't believe it. But if Yasher, if somebody tells you your poor friend becomes rich, like the Yasher, don't believe him. That's something that's not shchir. That doesn't happen too often. That don't believe so fast. That look into. So therefore, to be afraid that maybe the kind of the lady would die, that we have to be afraid of the Rabbanim and the Takana. But to be afraid maybe the poor man will become rich, that we're not afraid about. Right, the of Litter Shusman Ayosha. Tanya we learned, Rebbe Yomer, Yoshim Shayoshu. We're talking about Yoshim here, that Yashin inherit the father. What are you talking about? Is there any type of a Yerush or children that don't Yashin the father? Trita. Every child inherits his father. El Omer Rav Yechna means to say Shayosh or Karka. It means to say that the father left over property and they inherited the property. And not only if they got the money. If they get money just, they don't have to pay back the father's chavis. But if they got Karka, then it's Aleyim Mutala Mitzvah Lefroya Chavis Avim. If they yashin the father's property, on the property there's a mitzvah to pay back the chayvus of their bein. All right, turn over. So this the Gemara says, Amar Reb Yehudasin, Haniach Malay Machet, the father left over a small amount of property, just worth like a needle or that size, Gaiva Malay Machet. So all you can collect from the Yoshim is just the worth of a Malay Machet. Malay Kardim left over a bigger size of land, Gaiva Malay Kardim, that's all, not more. Even the father only left over a small piece of land, still you could collect a lot of money from the Yoshim. What's the case? O Maisa Diktina the Abaya. A Maisa with a small land was left over by Abaya there, the Gmarang Subas we had, that the Pshat is that even though you're supposed to collect $50, and the crack is only worth $1, it goes back and forth 50 times. Like you collect it, give it back, collect it, give it back, collect it, give it back. Say also, when the Yoshim get the small piece of land, you like have a right to keep the Truma Samaisas. They pay you back the value of it. Then they can give back the cracker, they get it back, they have the father's cracker to give it back. It goes over and over again that from the small amount left, you keep on collecting this small amount over and over again until finally you collect all your money. Turn around, blood like this. Yisrael Shom al Levi. Every Yisrael told the Levi that Maisa Yeshlocha B'yodi. You should know, you Levi, you have Maisa Rishon by me. I'm holding Maisa Rishon for you. So Lachar is, Ein Choshishin L'Trumas Maisa Shemoy. With the Yisrael now doesn't have to be afraid that maybe the Levi now will take off Trumas Maisa, like to make his Maisa Rishon into Trumas Maisa. Like this, Maisa Rishon you will not eat. Mashenkin, if he would make it into Truma, the Lachar is, the Levi, once he gets Maisa Rishon, he has to take out of that one-tenth to give to the Kohen. That's called Trumas Maisa. So this Yisrael now that's holding on to the Maisa Rishon does not have to be afraid maybe the Levi changed it into Trumas Maisa. But what about you tell the Levi, Kuru Maisa Yeshtacha B'yodi, you tell him the exact amount, how much of Maisa I'm holding for you, then Choshishin L'Trumas Maisa Shiboi. We have to be afraid, since the Levi knows exactly how much you're holding, maybe he has 10 times as much as that in his house. So he's going to make up now that Maisa Rishon that you're holding for me, that should be Trumas Maisa. So here we are afraid. So Mer says, my come, what are you talking about? So Rabbi Abaya says like this, Hochikom, this is what we're talking about. That Yisrael Shoma the Levi, or Yisrael told the Levi, Maisa Yeshlecha B'yodi, you should know I'm holding Maisa for you. So Heilach Domav, and here's the money. Now the Yisrael wants to like pay the money to the Levi in order to be able to hold on to the Meiser, and he can eat the Meiser then. So Lachar is in Choshishin Shem Osim Trumas Meiser Makamacher. We're not afraid maybe this Levi should go and trick the Yisrael and make it into Trumas Meiser now that he won't be able to eat it. That we're not afraid about. Because he doesn't know how much he has. But let's say he tells him clearly how much he has. He tells him, Kur Maisa Yeshtocha B'yodi, I have a Kur of Maisa I'm holding for you. That's what the Yisrael tells the Levi. And he also tells the Levi, I want to buy it off you. And therefore, the Heilach Domav, here's the money, I want to buy it off you. Now we have to be afraid, maybe Choshishin, that like before he accepted the money, Shem Osan Trumas Maisa Mokamachar. Maybe this Levi first went and had 10 times as much Maisa Rishon in his house. So he said right away that I want that Maisa that you have holding for me, that should become Trumas Maisa. If it becomes Trumas Maisa, then it's also for Yisrael to eat it. He has to give it to a Kain. So that's what we're afraid about. So Mar Yisakash, what's going on here? Oto Berishi Yaskinon. So you have to be afraid we're talking about such a Russia. Like why would this Levi do this? The Levi now is selling his Maisa Rishon to the Yisrael. So the Yisrael is paying money for it in order to be able to eat it. So why should we be afraid of such a Russia now that this Levi now, like before he sells it, is going to make it change it over to Trumas Maisa? Such a Russia we're not afraid about. The Shakli Dom is going to take money and Mishabla to Trumas Maisa. And like he's taking money and also making it into Trumas Maisa, we're not afraid of such a Russia. We don't talk about such cases. So Mor says, true, that's not the case. Elo Omer Rav Meshasha. Meshasha says like this, Grey the Rav Idi, the Rochikom, this is what the case was. Yisrael Shoma the Ben Levi, or Yisrael tells the son of a Levi, that Maisa Liyavicha B'yodi, you should know I'm holding Maisa Rishon of belong to your father. And Heilach Domav, here's the money, take the money, I want to keep it. So here it says, Ein Choshishin Shem Osa Oviv Trumas Maisa Mokamachar. We're not afraid that when the father was alive, maybe the father made your Meiser into my Trumas Meiser. Again, since he doesn't know how much he's holding, we're not afraid he did it. But what about if you say clearly, Kuru Maisa Avicha B'yadi, Yishno, I'm holding a Kuru of Maisa Rishon of your father. And now that your father died, you deserve to get it. So I want to buy it off you. And I'll tell you, the Heilach Domov, here's the money for it. So in this case, we are afraid that this Yisrael cannot do this, cannot eat the Maisem, because Choshen here we're afraid, Shem also Oviv, Trumas Maisem, Mokamacher. Maybe the father before you bought it, when it still belonged to the father, the Levi, then the Levi knew that this Yisrael is holding it for me. Maybe then we're afraid that the Levi made a Trumas Maisem, another Maisem that he has in his house. So Mar says no, even that we should not be afraid about. Should we be afraid that a chaver, a chosh of a person, would take off truma smaiser, shalom min amukiv, not where the parents are one next to another? Like usually, when you're mafresh, you're supposed to have the fruits one next to another, and say this here right now should be truma smaiser for this. Here we're talking about the Yisrael is holding a kur of maiserishim, and the lady is someplace else. So we shouldn't be afraid that maybe the lady someplace else said that kur over there, the Maaser Rishon belongs to me, I want that kur to become Trumas Maaser for the 100 times as much that I have in my house. We shouldn't be afraid of that. That's called Shalom Min HaMukav. From different places, usually a chaver doesn't do that. A chaver, a chosh of a person, when he takes off Trumas Maaser, it's only from the parents that are right in front of him. So since these fruit, these parents, this Maaser Rishon, was not right in front of him, we should not be afraid about this. Selom Rav Asher, Rav Asher is like this, this is what the Braisa meant to say. Hochikov, this is what I meant to say. That Ben Yisrael, Shomer the Levi, of a regular Yisrael, the son of Yisrael, told the Levi, that Kach Omeli Abba, this is what my father the Yisrael told me, that Maisel Lechob B'yodi, you know, your Maisel Rishon we had in our house. Oy Maisel Yavicha B'yodi, or else your father's Maisel is in my hands. Choshen, here we're afraid of the Trumas Maisel Shaboy. Why? Kivan the Lekayetz, they have a misakin le balabayas. That since we don't know exactly how much it is, we are afraid the balabos was not misakin it. He didn't take off yet the trumas mice. That's what we're afraid about. We're afraid about that this mice rishon did not have its hafrosha. The trumas mice of it was not taken off yet. But if he says, kur mice lecho biyadi, there's a kur of mice rishon of your father that I have, or a kur maisli of Richa B'yodi, or as I have a kur from your father by me, then in Choshen or Trumas Maisa Shaboy, we're not afraid. Kivan the kites, since we know the exact amount, Tekune Takne Balabayas. For sure, the Balabas, as soon as he made Maisa Rishon, right after that, right away, he took off Trumas Maisa. In order that there should not be a Takola, you should leave over Maisa that still has inside of Trumas Maisa. So that's what the Balabas the Yisrael did. So Gemara asks, can the Balabas do this? V'chiyesh lo rishus la Balabayis literam trumas maisa. Does the Yisrael have a right to take off trumas maisa? Usually what happens is, the Yisrael first takes off maisa rishon, and he gives it to the Levi. And the Levi takes off trumas maisa and gives it to the Kayin. But by the first Yisrael, usually he does not take off trumas maisa. So Gemara says, in yes, this goes according to Avri Elazar ben Gamlihi. The Tanya will learn like this. Avrelozer ben Gamloiner. The Pasuk says, V'nechshav lochem trumaschem. Says a double lotion of trumaschem. See, Darshins, v'shtei trumas akosum